In the previous recording about repentance, I touched base on a double-minded man, a sinner man that lived inside of me. And it was my old man, but at the same time, I have to confess the truth that there was also a demon in me, and it disguised itself as my old man. I had a demon. And for a while, after I studied a lot and prayed a lot and cast it out a lot, at least that's what I thought I had done, yet it kept coming back. And I didn't know how. And it seemed to me that I had like a multiple personality, that I had like a double mind. I thought I was a double-minded man, like in the book of James. Unstable in all my ways, that I should weep and howl. And I did. I cried out to God long and hard to get rid of this problem. And it didn't solve the problem. And so for a while I thought that, well, it was sin that dwelt in my members. And that was just a normal situation, that everybody was dealing with this. I would talk to people and they say, oh, that's the flesh. And the Bible says, well, the flesh lusts against the spirit. And the spirit against the flesh, for they are contrary one to the other. So I figured that was just the normal condition, that this was my flesh and the lusts thereof. And so I was continually deceived, thinking that it was either sin that dwelt in my members, the lusts of the flesh that warred against the spirit, or it was my old man. And it wasn't either of those. It was another spirit. It was another mind, because there was another spirit. Yes, there was two of me in me, and one of me wasn't me. It's a joke, kind of laugh at now, but from my childhood it was like this, so I never knew the difference. This was normal for me. Sad, huh? Yeah. And I couldn't find any help in the church. Occasionally I'd find somebody that would be polite enough to tell me that I had a demon. but there was, and I even got somebody to cast the demons out of me once. And boy, did I feel great after that was done. And so I followed that teaching and continued to try and cast it out because it kept coming back. And I didn't know how come. And so after being disappointed and frustrated and losing my confidence in the power and authority of the name of Jesus Christ. How sad that is when someone gets to that state. But nevertheless, I was not going to give up. And I was not giving up on the salvation that God had to offer through Jesus Christ either. And so, although I was a failure at stopping this evil and the sins that ran rampant in me I was on the list of people that go to hell, because that's the kind of sins they do, and I didn't like that a lot. So I fell to my knees over and over and over again for more than 10 years, and finally I couldn't get anything done at all. I was corrupted, polluted, and defiled, and it was bad. So I followed the directions in the Bible, because that's the only hope that was left. And the directions were to repent. And so I embraced repentance. And after a year, almost a year and a half, of repenting of this wretchedness and sin, abhorring myself, loathing myself, and continually crying out to God, I finally recognized, the Lord finally gave me discernment that this other mind was another spirit. It was a demon, and it was not me. And then he taught me how to cast it out. And so it's cast out, and now I don't have a double mind. I'm not living in sin. Oh, whew, praise the Lord, God Almighty. So there's a lot to learn about these things. But repentance is essential, and it is the key way, the door to victory. And when somebody embraces that, they will find the victory through Jesus Christ. But if we do not respect repentance enough and take matters into our own hands, like we're God and we just go and cast everything out, la-di-da, then the work of repentance is not completed. The walls of the mind and the heart are not rebuilt. And then the man or woman cannot keep the demons out. So they get back in again. So you have to have them cast out again. And they get back in again. This is demoralizing. And it's very, very difficult on a person's faith. So repentance is essential. It is required, and it is the door to life through Jesus Christ. So let's embrace that until our heart is pure in the sight of God, glorifying Jesus Christ in us. Amen. Amen. Amen.